I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. On October 25th, this last weekend, Saturday, Mayor Karen Kong, representing the city of Bishop, unveiled a memorial at Field 6 in City Park dedicated to Quinn Murphy. Family, friends, and community members gathered to honor Quinn's memory and show their unwavering support. Mayor Kong shared heartfelt words about Quinn and her family. Dustin Delgudis, Quinn's former coach and a close family friend, spoke about his role in initiating and designing the memorial. He expressed gratitude to Hector Martinez for his skilled metalwork and dedication in crafting the tribute. Family friends also shared a letter from family of Quinn, thanking the city of Bishop, Dustin, and Hector for making the memorial possible. Following the speeches, Mayor Karen Kong unveiled the memorial for all to see. The memorial is located at Field 6, the large field near the exercise equipment and bike course south of the Bishop Senior Care Center in City Park. Quinn was one of the three teenagers who tragically lost their lives in a car accident south of Palita Road on October 29, 2021, when their vehicle veered off the road and crashed into the canal. As her obituary beautifully states, Quinn touched everyone around her with laughter, a beautiful smile, and a free spirit. Passionate soccer player, Quinn's love for the sport makes Field 6 a fitting location for her memorial, preserving her legacy. Well, every November, as the air turns crisp and the mountains take on their winter hue, a special warmth fills Bishop's Birch Street Annex with warmth that comes from hands and hearts of the Northern Inyo Hospital Auxiliary, a devoted team of volunteers who spend 10 months of the year crafting and preparing for one beloved community tradition, the annual boutique. This year, event takes place Saturday, November 1st from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Birch Street Annex, which is 2957 Birch Street, near the Jill Kinmont Booth School in the Manor Market area. Shoppers will discover tables brimming with handcrafted quilts, wooden keepsakes, boxes, jewelry, and home decor, each item created with the same care the auxiliary extends to Northern Inyo Hospital's patient and staff. Among this year's showstoppers is an intricate dollhouse built by a local craftsman, complete with tiny detailed furnishing. The piece perfectly captures the auxiliary spirit, transforming time, talent, and creativity into lasting community support. Adding to the festivities this year, the Auxiliary's annual drawing offers prizes of 1,500, 300 tickets are available in the Auxiliary gift shop located on the left side of the hospital's main lobby Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and at the boutique itself on November 1st. Guests can also enter door prize drawings for small gifts donated by local businesses and residents, a long-standing tradition that adds a touch of fun and surprise today. There's more to this article, as well as other news that you can find on our website, as in Bishop Lyons Planning Shop with a Cop Support and Student Speaker Contest, a thrilling fourth session CSI Evidence Records Path to Policing by our Tyler Beadle, and Helped Adopt a Dog, Maddie. Also, the article written about the memorial City of Bishop dedicated Quinn Murphy Memorial at City Park was by Tyler Beadle as well. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media for even more news. And remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.